What is that?
None of your business.
Is that brie? Are you eating brie cheese?
I am.
Okay.
It's in a different packaging now.
Yeah, I thought that that was like the garlic sauce from Papa John's that you were just tearing into over there. I was like, oh.
Look at that.
Wow.
Beautiful
that's
piece of brie right there.
Looks like a tiny little cake. Mm, take a bite of that shit, boy. Mm. Yeah, you like that? You like that, white boy?
Oh, I love it.
Mm. I'm not gonna steal a bite. I'm just examining. That's a lot of cheese, man. That's a big fucking chunk of cheese you've got.
Second one today. It's been 2 months since we've had these in the office.
Today. Hey, take it easy,
man. We haven't had them for like 2 months.
That doesn't mean you can go crazy. You're gonna hurt your intestines. Remember what happened last time? You had 3 in 1 day and you were in the hospital for a week. Okay, so take it easy, dude.
My body's immune to cheese and dairy backlash.
Tell that to the fucking $6,000 bill I had to pay on your behalf. With insurance. I love hospitals where it's like, you know, you're in an accident that was unavoidable. And they're like, all right, well, we're going to take care of you. And it's going to be $82,000 that you have to pay. But y'all better.
So I got an accident and my legs got crushed. Y'all will take my country will take care of me, right?
Nope.
If you want to go into debt for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Or the alternative, you can just declare bankruptcy and have your finances and your credit ruined for 7 years.
Yes, baby.
I think that if you fucking, if you pay taxes, then you should get free medical.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm willing to pay tax. I'm giving a lot of my money to the government.
Health insurance is your tax for that.
Such bullshit.
And it only covers what they'd want to cover.
Dude, health insurance, if I'm buying health insurance, I should be able to fucking, everything should be fully covered.
I wish.
Makes me so mad. They decide randomly they just don't want to cover something. And they also decide that they don't give you any explanation on why they chose to cover a certain amount. So like, for instance, the way it works with my therapy, I know I'm a little bitch, I have to go to therapy, but my therapist gives me the invoice and then I have to submit the invoice. I pay him directly and then I submit the invoice to the insurance company, and the insurance company then looks at it for a couple weeks and decides, you know, if they want to reimburse me and how much. So they'll reimburse a percentage, but they won't explain how they got to that number, you know.
Math.
It's different. It changes.
Math.
So, I guess math. Yeah.
Inflation.
Probably. Economics.
See, there's your answer. Business. And business is booming.
Statistics and mathematics.
How can we get people to have to pay for something that doesn't actually help them?
It's funny because, America has the money for universal health care.
Okay, stop with these liberal socialist ideas.
You want us all to live in a one-by-one cubicle now?
It's funny that, like, the idea of doing what pretty much every other, you know, first-world country has done, where it's just like...
socialized healthcare?
It's like, oh, you pay your taxes? Oh, well, you know, the government will help you, you know, we'll pay for your medical costs. Instead of, you know, you get cancer and you have to spend $500,000 to treat it and still die. But it's like socialism. It's communism. It's scary.
I'm not paying for some trippy's boob job.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Medical emergency, my ass.
Dude, you think I would look good with a set of tits?
No. I think you'd look amazing with a set of tits.
Ryan.
I might have to pop a boner. In the middle of the podcast if you had a set of tits. Because you'd show them to me all the time, right?
Dude, of course. I would show the bros, dude. I'd let the bros hit it from the back,
Do you think
too.
I could get it to where, like, you know, you put on, like, one of the chicken mask and, like, I could just, like...
feel them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like...
maybe suck on them a little?
Sure. I mean, that's more fun for me.
Oh, true.
I mean, like, I wouldn't be a bro if...
you didn't let me suck on your tits every now
and then. If I had some tits and didn't let you or Luke or Johnson play with them.
Especially Luke.
Well, he's a biter.
Yeah.
And he has a breastfeeding kink, so I don't know if I really want him to suck these. But you're like my best friend, so I'm Luke's one of my best friends, but the breastfeeding thing kind of takes him down just a little bit in my eyes. Especially the weird ins and outs he has with it, like the stipulations that... Anyway.
Animal style?
Yeah. That's one of them.
No.
But, you know, you, I know you...
Because you said ins and outs.
Yeah. I know, I got it. It's good. But it's a double entendre.
Luck Charlie.
Great Disney Channel show. I was too
Me
old.
The money!
Oh, you're finishing my sentences,
bitch. There's no reference there.
I know.
I was just putting a comma bitch into your sentence.
Having that was a Breaking Bad reference.
Yes. Bitch.
But, yeah, I'd let you suck bitch. On him because I know you would do it respectfully. I know that, you know, it's like, you do so much for me as my best friend. I want to help you out too. And you know what? If that's, you know, helping a brother get his rocks off, who am I to
maybe,
judge?
And maybe during, you could tuck and just, yeah.
Especially if I get like a small bush going.
Oh, if
and I tuck.
What I'm boom. Not gonna be. Yeah, exactly, dude.
You see, that's a beautiful naked girl in front of me. And then I untuck, put my shirt back on, head
then
back
you're
into
just
the
a
podcast
bro again.
Room. I'm a bro again. You know,
bro,
I'm
bro again.
It's a movie.
Bro again.
I'm breaking gender barriers down with this.
I'm trying to think of a bro again. Some like. Shitty like a Daily Wire sketch about going back on one's transition.
I love the idea of them making
like
a,
just an off kilter, just horrible, like just tasteless. Because really, like it stops becoming like they have some sort of medical or sociological whatever the fuck problem with it, and then it just starts to just be like, I just wanted to make fun of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's really what it boils down to. It's like, I just wanted to make fun of people who don't have as big of a voice as me.
They're stupid.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I let you... I mean, I... Whoa, dude, what the hell was that, man? Why are you throwing that shit at me? For the audio listeners, Ryan threw something at... What
no,
is...
No, I didn't.
Was that a cup you threw at me, dude? Why would you fucking do that, man? I'm over here telling you I would let you suck my tits if I got a tit job.
I was blinded with rage.
Over what?
None of your business, Watson.
I literally said I'd let you suck my tits and hit it from the back.
It's what you said after that.
What did I say after that?
Yeah, exactly. You don't notice what you say that could hurt someone. I'm so peed off right
Dude,
now.
Dude, come on, man. I don't know what I said, but just let it go. Me giving the offer to suckle my breasts.
My male udders, baby.
Why do men have nipples, Ryan? You tell me that.
What are made out of nipples?
No, why do men have nipples?
Oh.
There's a book called that, I think.
Why do boys have nipples?
I know why.
Why?
Because the fetus, the embryo is by default female. And... you got the nipples and you got the clit.
We're all transgender?
Yes, deep down. And then the dad's seed then either puts another X chromosome to confirm female or a Y chromosome to make it a dude. And basically, then from that point, the nipples, you know, they were already there because you start female, so they stay that way. So that's why we have these. And then the clit turns into a dick.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does. The two flaps become our balls.
Mm-hmm. No, dude, there's actually, it's like, it's there's a full analog to it. Like, the clit is literally the dick.
Then our ass becomes our balls.
No, but the balls are the labia.
Nice.
And the
clitoral
hood is the foreskin. Dude, no, this is real. Like,
I
you
love
can look
me
it up.
Some clitoral hood shit.
Dude, love doing shit in the clitoral hood.
Are you saying
hood.
This like I don't believe you?
Oh, I thought maybe you didn't.
Oh, no.
Like, you thought I was just, like, doing a bit.
It's not that I don't believe you.
Ovaries
it's that
are
you're
nuts.
Just saying correct things.
Ovaries are nuts?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know about the female anatomy. I only know it in reference to penis.
Actually, it's because we don't have breasts. That's what are the testicles. They drop down.
They drop down.
They didn't know where else to place them. There are people like, why are the testicles on the outside of the body?
I can tell you why.
Why?
Because sperm cannot survive at the human body temperature. It's too hot. So that's why we evolved to have your nuts on the outside, because
with a little sack to protect them.
Your nuts are colder than the rest of your body. If you don't believe me, touch your nuts right now. They are colder than the rest of your body. It's the coldest part of your body. And that is because sperm cannot survive at 98.6. So,
wow, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's why they have to be on
I
the outside.
I expected them to be warm.
No, they're cold. They're cold.
High five.
Anyway.
Gotcha.
It's anatomy's cool. It's pretty cool stuff. But wait, the balls dropping thing. Here's something about puberty I never understood. Amongst many things. You know, it's like your balls dropping, that type of shit. I thought it was like it's an event where it's like,
oh yeah, me too. When I was young, I was like, just one day my balls are just gonna drop. No. No.
And then the second that happens, your voice gets deeper.
Yep. Like all the changes happen at once.
No, and I remember thinking that for a very long time. And I remember being like,
when are they gonna drop?
I'm like, have they already? And this is it?
They look like they've dropped.
I don't know what that actually means. Your balls dropping. I know it's something about like they are. Okay, I actually have a question. Can you, I need to know if, I'm asking for a friend. Can you put both of your testicles up inside your body so your nutsack is empty?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's normal. Does it happen frequently?
No, I have to forcefully do it.
So it doesn't happen naturally ever?
No.
Okay. Asking for a friend. So, you know.
Yeah.
Where do they go?
What?
Real talk, though.
My balls?
When you ascend your testicles. Ladies.
Isn't there a hole in your pelvis?
But, like, they're in a sack. Is there, like, another sack inside for them to go hide in? Because you can, you know, NSFW here, but guys can. You can pop your balls up out of the sack, up into your body, above your wee-wee. So where are they going?
Sense what I was doing, Luke.
Or zoom in on it.
I was stuffing one of my balls up inside of my body. I couldn't get both balls in because it hurt. So I was trying to do one.
See, if you've got small testicles like me, it's easy. Oh, yep, it's in.
You in? Bend over and spell run.
Are you in?
Good shit.
This is what you guys pay for.
It is. Well, not just this. There are other things.
Such as? Make the rest of it an ad for the people that are already paying.
What are you doing right now, huh?
I'm fixing my sock. It's up. It wasn't high enough.
Is it uncomfortable for you?
A little bit. They get scrunched up, man. Just like my testicles, you know? Yeah. Sometimes you got to make it go up.
I hear you, brother. With a capital R.
I wish that you could just capitalize any letter in the word, and like you don't have to capitalize the first letter for it to be correct. So like a name, you can capitalize any letter in that bad boy and it's correct grammatically. So I could do like RY capital A N.
And it's just like it just adds some sort of individuality to yourself. If you want to like, I'm Ryan, but I'm Ryan spelled like this. So you can differentiate between the two Ryans.
Yeah. And also like, you know, you can mix it up and switch it up. And it basically, as long as there is a capital in the word, it shows its importance. It doesn't have to be at the front.
Do you think there's anywhere? There's a Ryan that exists that their name is spelled R-Y-H-A-N-E.
R-Y-H-A-N-E?
Uh-huh.
Ryan? I bet
like
I can
they're
go
just
on.
Like, it's Ryan, but it's spelled different.
I'm going to go on Facebook. And that's the thing. Sometimes I think of crazy names, and I'm like, no way. I go searching on Facebook, and
bada
dozens.
Boom, bada bing, there it is. R-Y-A-H-A-N-E, sorry.
Okay, let me search this. I don't go on Facebook anymore. I open it. I don't know where anything is. How do I search? There we go. Friend search. Search people. R-Y-H-A-N-E. Searching Ryan and people. Yep.
Well, my spelling was R-Y-A-H-N-E.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I did R-Y-H-A-N-E, and that is...
That is a name.
Girls name that. And okay. This guy who does automotive services.
Okay.
So
what about the other way?
Sorry. R-Y-A-H-A-N-E. H-N-E. That looks awful. There's, okay, I found someone. It's showing me people near where I grew up, so it's like.
There's no H in that, but there are people that are spelled Ryan, R-Y-A-N-N-E. Oh, so they can be short for Ann? That's so weird.
It's showing me South Carolina people, though.
Rainia makes sense.
Can I show, like, the full world? Like, show me,
I've never seen R-Y-A-N-N-E. That is pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Insane in the membrane.
R-Y-A-N-N-E. Wow. Do you think people spell, dude, you know what I hate? When people spell my name with one
M-A-T.
T. Yeah.
No, it's M-A-T-T. Bitch.
What, I'm not some fucking, you know, piece of rubber that goes in front of your front door for you to wipe your feet
on. You're Matthew.
Dude, and people spell Matthew with one T, and I'm like, what are you doing? I have to specify. When I'm at like a drive-thru and they ask for my name, I'm like, M-A-T-T. And I feel like sometimes they might think I'm being condescending. Mm-hmm. I'm literally just, as somebody who worked in so a drive-thru.
Well, there are Matts with one T, I bet.
There are, there's a lot. And also,
which doesn't make sense. Because how do you spell Matthew with one T?
They do. Some people do.
It's stupid.
And as someone who worked in a drive-thru, I didn't want them to say their name. I just wanted them to always spell it, just so I could just type it in. Well, so that's why I go M-A-T-T.
Actually, no. Their names, it's two separate names. Their name would be Matthew, and your name is Matthew.
Matt, M-A-T, that's the first chunk, and mm-hmm. then T-H-E-W, Thew, Matthew.
Yes, and the other people are just Matthew and Matt.
Why? Yeah, wait.
Matthew.
Is it supposed to be pronounced Matthew? Like, fully correct. Like, is it Matthew?
But Matholomew.
We just say Matthew because it's quicker.
I don't know.
Dude, when you start saying your own name a lot, it starts tripping you out. Like, that's...
Well, mine just becomes one syllable. Ryan.
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 Like the Ryan of a watermelon.
Ryan. Oh, Ryan.
Dude, it's a...
Matthew.
I'm seeing if...
What are you seeing if?
I'm just seeing if maybe... What's a good way to spell my name? That is...
With three T's.
M-A-T-T-T. Nope. I'm seeing people I went to... Oh, wait. A Matt Watson just popped up. Completely unrelated. And in parentheses, Matthew Watson. Dude, he's buff.
With one T or two T's?
Dude, he's in an African village holding a small African child.
He is.
Trapped in me, there's an African child. So the sun trapped in me.
His birthday is also on the
5th. Can we get him to the Greek?
With Russell Crowe?
Brand.
Sorry.
And Jonah Hill? And Sean Diddy Combs? Sean P. Diddy Combs?
Sean Combs? Sean Combs, dude? Jacksepticeye? Sean, right?
Hey, whoa, watch the Crocs, buddy. Watch the Crocs.
I didn't mean to smack your shoe with my shoe. You know, I would never do that intentionally. You know that.
And I would never intentionally end the podcast.
Okay, so we won't end then.
No, unless it's unintentional. Oops.